Hill on Saturday. Time to have a chat to Philip Stokes. Could be a huge few days for Philip Stokes. Good morning, Phil. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, you'll be excited about Bendigo Cup Day and then heading to the Group 1s on Saturday, especially with Mr. Quickie. But what caught everyone's eye yesterday was an unraced two-year-old trialling at Morfettville. It went viral. For those who missed it, have a listen to this.
And Brazen Boy, goodness me, the further they go, the further he goes in front. He's now nearly 10, 12 lengths in front here from Lockdown Sally and Blériot. But, well, he's quick, isn't he? Brazen Boy, the colt by Brazen Bow with Kayla Crowther aboard for Philip Stokes, has won by an absolute space. Goodness me. The fillies have hit it locked together. I'd say Lockdown Sally probably just ran...
So, Brazen Boy, it was a phenomenal trial. And Terry McAuliffe, who we know has had such a long history in South Australia, said that is the best two-year-old trial he has seen since the likes of Miracles of Life. Did you expect something like that at the trials yesterday?
No, not really. He got under our guard a bit. I was just talking to Tommy about it last night. If he knew he was going to do that, we would have probably put him against the older maiden gallopers because he didn't really learn a great deal from it.
Well, how good is he?
Oh, look, let's not get carried away. I thought the time was okay. Yeah, the time was good. We'll probably just kick him off in Adelaide Saturday week. If he can win there and do what he did in the trial, then he might come to Melbourne.
All right, well, it's something to be excited about anyway. Let's talk about your Bendigo Cup runner today before we focus on Mr. Quickie. Good idea. 2,400 at Bendigo, big open spaces. It looks like it will suit, and I thought he ran really well at Caulfield last start.
Yeah, look, he's hit peak fitness now. I thought his Caulfield run was really good. And, look, I think he's a genuine each-way chance. He'll run a nice race. He's sort of given me that feeling we had when he ran second in the Adelaide Cup. So, you know, he'll look the winner at some stage.
He's probably drawn a little bit of a sticky gate. He races up on speed. Is that the plan today?
Yeah, we won't change anything. He's a very dour sort of horse, so he'll roll on top of the speed and try and make it a true spelling test.
You've got one other runner at Bendigo today, Zivira in race number 3, Luke Nolan on board. What do you make of her chances today?
Yeah, it was a get-me run the other day. Unfortunately, she went to Packing and the track started off good four, and then it got downgraded to a heavy track before the rain. She just couldn't really quicken on that day, but she's taken good improvement, and I'm thinking she's a very good chance.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for her for the punters today. Let's talk about Mr. Quickie in the Cantala. You got him back in ripping form. It looks a nice race, doesn't it? The mile at Flemington. How is he trained on?
Fantastic. He looks fantastic. Jamie came down and rode him yesterday. She was wrapped in him. He's fresh. Yeah, he's really on top of his game now, and I'm expecting another run.
The key is just keeping him fresh to a mile. Is that what you think is turning him back into the form that he showed as an early three-year-old?
Yeah, definitely. When, you know, we discussed this at length, and, you know, I think we got carried away because we beat a Melbourne Cup winner in a derby, but, you know, he's back to the mile now. I train him differently, and we're seeing different results, so it's really good. He's showing a nice turn of foot, and he's loving life.
Well, he's going to be hard to beat on Saturday. How many runners will you take to Flemington? Because you've got a number nominated. Will we see Octane in the Tab Stakes?
You will. You will. He'll take his place. It's a hard race, but he keeps on stepping up. And he's another one that I think will run a nice race with a little mare called Too Good Too Hard.
Yep.
And then we'll have runners on every other day. A horse called Shimino in the security sprint on Tuesday, I think, is going very well.
Oh, okay. That's a nice look-ahead tip to the Cup Day. Just on Octane, I thought he was really good last start at Caulfield. He still wants to do a few things wrong. Is he getting better in his racing manners, do you think?
Yeah, he is. He'll obviously, he loves the straight. I've put a shadow roll on him. We've been working him at home with that on, and I think it's helped him a little bit. So, you know, if he can get his racing manners a little bit better and get that head down, you know, and find another link, well, you know, he's going to be thereabouts in a very good race.
And we've spoken a couple of times about Too Good Too Hard, and you've given her a good push this time in. Are you happy with how she's going? Finished second in the Black Pearl at Geelong on Cup Day.
Yeah, she's going good. She's been down the straight before, and, you know, she's not at that top level or anything, but she's a real trier, and she'll give a sight again.
All right. Who's your best today?
I think Zivera will run well today, and good idea, you know, it's an each way chance, and a, you know, good cup.
Philip, good luck today, mate, and over the Cup Carnival.
Thank you very much.